Well, Dr. Stephen Mills from Sydney University's Graduate School of Government has conducted an analysis of the impact of pre-polling on Australian democracy, and he says we need to be careful not to give too much weight to convenience. Dr. Mills, thanks for joining the world today.
Pleasure, thank you.
Now, you say that Australians' enthusiasm for early voting is having unexpected effects on election campaigning. Do you see these effects as good or bad for Australian democracy?
Both, unfortunately. I certainly can see the need for early voting if it helps people participate and get their vote cast. There are these other effects where, you know, I think we haven't thought through some of the downsides of pre-polling.
And what are the downsides as you see them?
Well, by definition, you've got people who are voting in some level of ignorance of the full campaign. So, for example, the parties will tend to deal with pre-polling by putting out all of the attractive aspects of their promises beforehand and maybe holding back, well, they have always held back on the costings and maybe the trade-offs and the downsides of their promises until the last week of the campaign. So if you vote early, you're not going to be getting all of the information and you're going to make a less informed decision.
Early voting does tend to mean earlier policy announcements across the board, though. That's a good thing for voters trying to decide who should govern, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is a good thing. Depends on whether they're paying attention. But look, in principle, I don't mind at all the idea of parties announcing their policies earlier in the state campaigns that we studied in WA and also New South Wales. The party leaders both had their actual policy launches on the Sunday before pre-polling started. And I think that's a good thing. So I say they're not necessarily revealing their full policy suite, though.
And it also changes on the ground campaigning. We've just heard from some candidates who are already at pre-polling stations today. Is it fair to say that organising campaigners for polling stations for 3 weeks rather than for one day is likely to be easier for major parties and so pre-polling would give them an advantage?
Yeah, and that's the feedback that we got from our research, and it's certainly the feedback as well that the parties gave to the parliamentary committee that looked at this matter late last year. Parties aren't opposed to pre-polling, but they certainly have the view that 3 weeks is too long. Interestingly enough, voices from Indi, the group behind Cathy McGowan, argued for 1 week to that parliamentary committee.
So that was an independent asking for a shorter period?
Yeah, because all of the parties are acknowledging, large and small, that to staff, to mobilise and recruit volunteers and to schedule them for, you know, 3 weeks, it's a big, big task. The candidates themselves are spending, as you just said, most of their time, if not all of their time, on pre-polling. They're not getting out and doing the door knocking and the events out in the community. So I think smaller parties and independents find this a lot harder to do than the major parties. So it's not really a level playing field.
So do you think that is a problem for Australian democracy?
Compared to fake news and you know, Russian hacking, no. But I think it's something that we've kind of tumbled into without thinking through the consequences. And we've certainly said, well, look, let's put voter convenience right up the top of the list. And we haven't taken account, I think, of the interests of the contestants. You know, you don't get a democracy sausage when you pre-poll. The whole idea of having elections on one day rather than, as we've got with this federal election, on 17 days, having it on one day is, I think, a kind of real celebration of democracy. And we are at risk of losing that with this long, protracted period where we're voting, but the campaign's still going.
Why do you think we have seen such a dramatic increase in people voting early, from 8% in 2007 to 22% in 2016 and projections of 30% at this election?
30 and higher. You see as much as half the voting in some of the states. It is a massively popular thing. There are two kinds of voters who vote early, really committed Labor or Liberal or Green voters who will just say, well, look, nothing that happens is going to change my mind. I want to vote now. Then at the other extreme, you also get pre-pollers who say, oh, look, you know, I was just down at the shops and happened to see I could vote, so I just got it out of the way. And of course, from the point of view of the electoral administrators, it's something that they like as well, because running an election over 3 weeks is a lot easier rather than doing it all on one day.
Has it become easier to vote early since pre-polling was first introduced at the 1984 election?
Yes, Yes, definitely. So it used to be quite a strict process, a bit like postal voting still is, where you had to actually make a declaration that you couldn't vote on election day. Now, that strict declaration process has pretty well been put aside. I don't think any electoral administrator is actually going to turn away any voters. You've got a right to vote. It's a compulsory process. So if you're there, they're going to take your vote.
Dr. Mills, thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Eleanor.
That's Dr. Stephen Mills from Sydney University's Graduate School of Government.